Welcome back, folks. We have had the opportunity this morning to talk to a number of vendors already about certain products and things you should do in advance of a storm, things that you should do after a storm, and all kinds of considerations that you should think about, because we tend to get more rainfall here than others. And Craig Jackamon with Craig's Electrical Service has been co-hosting. You've been doing a damn good job.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
I know you got a lot of free time. You can do this on the side as well. You know,
my wife would appreciate that one. She'll walk in and see a whole setup. I did clear out the bird room, so yeah. It needs a desk.
There you go. We're going to get him in some trouble this weekend for sure. We're joined by Matthew Smith, co-owner, sales manager for Frontline Concrete Solutions. Matthew, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, so we're a concrete and foundation contractor. We do anywhere from commercial residential new pours all the way up to foundation repair. We lift and level concrete, do a concrete repair. And we also do new foundations, foundation pours, commercial and residential.
So talk to me about, you know, we get into a rainy season. We've got a foundation that's got a little bit of a distress. I would have to imagine one thing for certain is there's more distress coming their way.
Correct. And so a couple things that we typically recommend to people, before you get in the season, always get an inspection. We do free inspections, so it doesn't hurt to have someone come out and take a look. But post-storm, there's typically always movement. They're shifting. We're ready and available. We don't typically evacuate for hurricanes, so we'll come out, we'll do the free inspection, check it, and then we can submit it to the insurance or any kind of the appraisers and things like that that might be needed post-storm.
What is a good telltale sign that maybe I've got a foundation shift or a foundation rack, where it's twisted?
Early signs are typically door jams, windows sticking, creaking floors, especially if you're on a raised home. If you're on a slab home, typically you're going to see what's called stair step cracking in either brick or separation in your siding. The number one earliest sign, though, is typically doors and windows.
Yeah. And how common is that in a post-storm? Is it more because of tornadic activity, or is it more of just sustained winds or gusts?
So most of it's wind. A lot of times it also depends on where you're at. You know, if you're in the more local New Orleans area, it's typically going to be flooded soils that are going to cause soft soils. You're going to sink into the ground. Further out, if you're like a raised home and you're not within like the levee area, you're typically going to have wind shifting. Piers are going to kind of shift and move. We've even seen extremes where the whole home has fell over. The piers are no longer, sustaining the home.
Let's talk about that for a moment. You got a pier home. You've bought this home. It was built maybe 30, 40 years ago. Are there some remedial steps that you should take to ensure the stability of that for purposes of a hurricane?
Absolutely. The number one cause for foundation failure is water. And so maintaining water, storm water. So putting in gutters, making sure you're putting in gutters, keeping that water away from your home. Even if you have gutters, making sure that they're kicked out a few feet from the home, making sure that it's getting away.
So that it's not going under the raised home.
Correct. And if you do have standing water underneath your home, have a contractor come in and add soil underneath to kind of pitch it away and get it out from underneath the foundation, or put in French drains or subsurface drainage to get the water away.
The moisture under there creates all kinds of other problems separate and apart from foundation, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So anytime you have standing water and you have any kind of moisture, it's deteriorating the wood that's underneath there. So you're going to get mold issues, which is going to not just hurt your home, but hurt your family. Everything that's in your crawl space, it gets sucked up through the home through a vacuum effect because we have ACs and things that are pulling that air into the home. So you're getting allergens, mold, mildew, all that stuff's getting in. So you want to eliminate that. So it's not just affecting your home. It's not affecting your family.
So when you see where water can run through a raised home underneath, is that because of an inadequate chain wall that wasn't poured with the pier?
Not necessarily. It could also be that your neighbor next to you that was built was maybe built up higher. They were raised, or they've changed their soil basin. It could be the effect of you added a lot of extra concrete around your home, so now the water doesn't have anywhere to go. So it's pooling, and then maybe it's pitching. You know, here we have very soft soils and sinking soils all the time, and so things are shifting. And so you should be consistently, like, regrading and changing the soil to keep it away from your home at all times.
So when I see people pour driveways next to a paired home, maybe a new driveway, or they've added to a length of a driveway, and then they start having this problem with water ending up underneath their home, not right away, maybe 2 years later, is that because of the soft soils and the sinking?
Yeah, so the more concrete you add, the less your water has to permeate. And that's why we educate. If you're having a lot of water, especially in the New Orleans local area, we typically recommend going with a permeable solution. So, like, we do permeable pavers. We do a thing called True Grid, which is a permeable grid system.
I've seen that, sis. That thing works.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then we also do, with permeable pavers, we typically do what's called a gravel bed or a water storage, so we put a lot of gravel underneath to allow a lot of permeation down in to control some of that water. And then we also partner with different landscapers and things that do, like, rain gardens and other things like that to help kind of maintain the water on the property.
What would you say is the number one issue that you see throughout this metropolitan area, that from a foundation standpoint, whether it be piered or slab?
I would say the number one would be gutters. Especially here in the New Orleans area, a lot of people just think that, oh, I have my home, it's pitched my roof, it's good. But gutters need to collect the water and maintain and move the water. That's usually the number one. Number two is adding too much concrete to a yard that can't sustain that water movement. And so it needs somewhere to go. And so when you add all that concrete, just it can't permeate into the earth like it's supposed to.
Yeah. And can't move left to right, you know, yep, back to front. Typically, the slope of a lot in a traditional neighborhood is from the back of the house to the front of the house, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, straight into the street. Yeah, straight into the street, into the storm drain. But a lot of times, it's not that way, you know. And sometimes the streets get higher. You know, as we change, you know, streets, especially in the New Orleans direct area, you start seeing roads are higher than the property. And so you don't have anywhere for that water to go. And so adding rain gardens that can control that water, adding permeable solutions that can control that water, and, you know, not so focused on trying to get it to the street, but just maintaining the water properly on your property.
So the lesson today is that you guys are available for free inspection before a storm. Mm-hmm. Post-storm, if your door jams are not the same, your windows got a problem, you definitely want to have your foundation checked out.
Absolutely.
How do y'all go about doing that? Through lasers? Looking at...
Yeah, so we have a couple different products that we can use. We can set up lasers and transoms on the outside. Typically, we use what's called a zip level. And it's a system that we use that measures where the home is at. We always recommend to do it pre-storm. So that way, if something happens post-storm, we have
correct. You have a comparison.
And, right, and we can show that to the insurance company and say, hey, look, there was no movement before, and now there is. There's clearly something wrong, that something happened during the storm.
At the most recent storm, I guess, was Ida, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did y'all have an instance of where y'all had to do that for the insurance company?
Absolutely. Multiple times. A lot of times insurances don't want to cover foundation failure. It's probably one of the hardest ones to approve for your insurance. And it's strictly because it's one of the most expensive. And so insurances don't want to pay that. And so when we do these inspections, a lot of times when we're coming in post, they're going to be like, well, how do you know that wasn't happening before? And we don't. So that's why we typically try to educate people. Get a free inspection. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah. We come out, we take a look. If there is a problem, we can address it. And if there isn't a problem, at least you know that for peace of mind, and you can get it taken care of later.
It's a lot more fun when you can say, funny you asked. We actually took a shot of this place before the storm, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. What about all this rain that we're having right now? How does this affect the slabs?
Absolutely. So when we go through major droughts like this that we've been, you know, haven't had rain for a long, long time, what happens is that soil starts to dry and compact. And then when it gets wet, it now softens, and then those piers actually start to dig into the ground. Similar like cleats on a wet field, you know, your cleats are like pushing in. Same thing with your home is doing with piers. It's just pushing down into that soft soil, and then it dries again. And then now it's just failed soil. And then what's going to happen is it's going to continue that cycle over and over.
So we shouldn't just worry about hurricanes. We should just year-round.
Year-round. I mean, we're you know... historically, we're in the top five wettest areas in the United States, and so we should always be worried about stormwater. And so, yeah, addressing that soil and addressing that water should be done consistently.
Some neighborhoods, we've had a lot of sinkage in Jefferson Parish and Orleans. I mean, we basically backfilled marshes. We have pilings. Mm-hmm. You drive around, and you can see a gap between the bottom of the slab.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And in some cases, we can see the piling.
Yeah, those are detrimental.
Would you call that an emergency situation?
So anytime your piles, the top of your piles are exposed, they're exposed to rot now. Right. So those piles are creosote. So they're soaked and treated. But the problem is they're only so good until they're exposed to air and water. Being in the ground and covered in water, they're fine. But when you start adding air, you're now adding mildew, you're adding pests, things like that, and they start to rot. And so what happens is that's why we're even in business. We come in, we cut the old pile off, and we actually will have to do the repair.
Wow.
So you want to keep them filled up. You want to keep those piles secured and not exposed to the air.
I bet you stay busy in English Turn, huh?
I'm busy, yeah. In Metairie, Kenner, English Turn for sure.
Yeah. English. We've had several houses. We went back there, and what Newell was saying is exactly what we've seen, where you talk with some homeowners, and probably every other year they have to have sand pumped in. Mm-hmm. And that's
typically the resolution is pumping sand in?
There's a couple. So we don't do sand pumping. I would recommend a couple different people that are out there. Gator's probably the most popular one that I know of.
See ads with foam.
So that's So we do foam injections for lifting and leveling, but we also do foam for void filling. So what we typically recommend is you have your sand pumped in, and then we come in and do a perimeter of foam to maintain that sand. So now your sand is lasting longer than a couple of years.
Yeah.
You're getting it's kind of pinned in together, and it keeps that sand underneath there.
So that foam, driveways and sidewalks, do y'all pump that up as well?
Yeah. So we lift and level sidewalks, driveways, pool decks, anything that's concrete based. We can lift and level. It's structural foam. It's designed for that.
How long does it last?
Forever. It doesn't deteriorate. So,
really?
Yeah, it doesn't deteriorate. The only time that it can sink is if the soils below it fail, and typically that's due to stormwater management. So if you're having water that's undermining that foam, it's going to do the same thing if it was undermining the soil.
So some of these driveways you go in, you'll see them kind of unlevel, where you have a gap. So, I mean, you guys can go in there and pretty much level that to where it's... instead of having to replace the entire driveway, and
absolutely,
it's probably a fraction of the cost, I would imagine, or half the cost of a driveway.
It's typically a third the cost of rip and replace.
Okay.
So you're usually saving, thousands of dollars in a larger standpoint, but and hundreds of dollars on smaller jobs. Yep. But yeah, absolutely. And it's no disturbance, so there's no demo. There's no, you don't have to worry about it. You're not having a driveway for several days. When we come in, we inject the foam, we lift it back up. Within 15 minutes, you can use your driveway again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's an awesome product. I love it. I've been doing it here locally. I've been in this state now 10 years doing it in this area. So,
well, tell Newell how we met.
We've been here locally doing a lot of concrete and foundation work, and been at the home show every year, and met Craig through doing the home show, and he's an awesome guy, and he came now. He does all of my repairs.
Generator.
Yeah, he does all our generators now, and because there's a generator on our foam truck, and he's been taking care of it all these years. So
that's why I thought it'd be great to get him over here. I mean, because these are the small things that people look at, and they walk every day, and they're driving, and go over their driveways, and they go, man, I wish I had the money to repair the driveway. And it's the guys that can take care of it.
Well, the downside though is when you don't repair it, it's the problem's getting bigger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it gets more expensive.
And more expensive to resolve it.
Even on the repair side. So, if you start to see a drop, it's better to address it now than to wait. And it's also better to do it pre. So, if you get a new driveway, if you have a fairly new driveway and you're worried about sinkage, go ahead and get it done. We can come in and put foam underneath and actually protect the concrete prior to sinking.
Yeah. Yep. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. Matthew Smith, co-owner, sales manager, Frontline Concrete Solutions. Your website?
Yeah, www.frontlineconcretela.com.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. On the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. All right, folks, welcome back. We're here at Mike Miley Playground. Come on by, say hello. We're talking about Storm Prep 2026. Already they're talking about a low pressure being in the northwestern part of the Gulf of Mexico next week. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not ready for this.
It's like exercise. It's a pre-workout, you know, for August 1st, which is the real hurricane season for New Orleans.
That's right. We need to stay out of the cone of uncertainty for a little bit so I can get ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not ready at all. But we're going to visit here with Ashley Van Der Meulen, Compass Inspection Services. I've interviewed you several times over the years. You are a fortified roof inspector,
yes,
right? Amongst other things that you look at with infrared and stucco and all kinds of different things about a home. So let's talk about this in preparation for a storm as it relates to what you're thinking about, especially like wind mitigation surveys, roof fortified roofs and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely. So in preparation for hurricane season, you should absolutely do a wind mitigation survey on your house, because if you don't get the discounts, you'll know what you can do to get the discounts. And the discounts drive what you do, but really it's about peace of mind. It's about taking your older home, bringing it up to current standards. And there's key components that will hold the house together in hurricane season. And gosh, I hope we never get another direct hit, but I almost feel like it's a matter of when. And right now, spend a little time understanding your investment and do the wind mitigation survey to understand where the house was built and what you can do to bring it up to current standards, which will hold it together in the event of a hurricane.
I had a wind mitigation survey done. It saved me money. I hadn't done, I didn't even know about fortified roofs when I had mine replaced after Ida. I don't know why I didn't. I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
I didn't know about it either.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. After Ida, we lost 12 shingles, had to replace the roof. It was a Hurricane Katrina roof, and right after I replaced the roof, I learned all about fortified, and I was like, boy, I was this close. We were Louisiana. There's so many stories just like yours, just like mine, that we got a new roof because that's what we did. Hurricane comes, takes the roof off. We got to get a new one. And fortified showed up. It was here, but it wasn't mainstream until a few months after Ida.
So when we talk about fortified roofs, we talk about discounts. I know there's a new expanded program on grants that they're working on. Are you satisfied where we are relative to the insurance companies and knowing for sure how much of a discount we're going to get or whatever relative in the fortified roof?
So, no, we can absolutely be doing better. Fortified is a critical component, but fortified leaves a lot of Louisiana homes behind because if you don't meet their prescriptive requirements, you have to spend money to update your house to meet their requirements, and sometimes, frankly, it's just cost prohibitive. But huge news coming from the governor and Tim Temple just a few days ago. They held a press conference, and there's going to be $80 million going into the fortified grants program for next year. They had $30 million from an insurance company fee, and Louisiana citizens had a $50 million surplus. So they're going to do 8,000 roofs next year. That is outstanding because they're a critical component to lowering our insurance costs.
And that's because homeowners insurance is community rated. It's not experience rated, right? So you don't pay based on your own individual experience. It's what the community's experience is as it relates to losses for the most part.
Yeah, Governor Landry explained it wonderfully well at the press conference, because one of the questions from the media was, why are we spending so much money on this program when it's less than 1% of our housing stock throughout all of Louisiana? And I'm like, well, and he's explained it as well. When you get a critical mass in Jefferson Parish, when you get a critical mass in Orleans Parish, or in Lafayette or in Lake Charles, where you have this population, and even though it's not all Louisiana homes, it lowers the premiums across the board for all of Louisiana, because Louisiana is insanely unique in that we're second only to Florida with the number of houses on the coast. All of our population is below I-10.
Right.
You know, Alabama has two counties on the Gulf Coast. You know, most of their population is in northern Alabama. Mississippi, same thing. You've got Jackson. You've got huge cities with critical mass of houses that take premiums and offset the cost for those on the coast. Unfortunately, Louisiana's coast loaded, so we don't have the population up north to offset that. So you do the program, and it does benefit all of Louisiana, because when competition comes back into the market and we have updated homes that are more wind resilient, that's when the premiums start dropping across all of Louisiana.
Yeah. My wind mitigation, I think it was about 2,800, I say.
Yep.
Which is a real number.
Yeah, no, for me it was 7,000.
Wow.
Well, we had Hurricane Ida had passed. I didn't lose one shingle in my home. And my house was built in 2017, so it's 4 years after Ida. I mean, 4 years after my home was built. We had some little storm come by about a year and a half later. I found some shingles on the ground. So I said, well, this isn't good. So I sent somebody up for a roof inspection. And guess what? And they're like, no, this whole roof has to be replaced. And the window was actually, remember they extended the window for Hurricane Ida claim. So I actually fell into that window. Then I found about fortified roof. There was three different types. They had, the retrofit. Then there was one. What's the other two, Ashley?
In regards to?
Fortifying your roof. One of them has you have to put.
You put the ice and water shield down.
Yes.
And you have to nail the roof deck every 4 inches with ring shank nails.
And then there was one above that. There was one above that. And I went with the first one that
yes.
you said.
Yes.
And there was an inspector the entire time out there, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think the guys were, they weren't cutting corners, but I think what they were doing was they were putting this roof together according to the way they've done it previously. And this inspector was on them. Mm-hmm. He was up there taking pictures of this entire project. So we had it done. And then I had you come out to do wind mitigation yep. after, because I thought I can combine the two. It's really save some money, right? And come to find out, you can't combine them, but the fortified roof actually saved me about $4,500 a year. But even though I couldn't combine the two, it was nice to know where my house stood as far as a wind mitigation standpoint. So just to have that peace of mind helped me out, you know. So I think that's something, even if, you know, homeowners can come out, it's a peace of mind as well to see where your house stands. And you guys also make recommendations on to put that house together. And there's a lot of things homeowners can do.
Yeah, I recall your house, and you had the hurricane clips. You had the secondary water barrier. And one of the big updates you can do, you can start budgeting for that is, you know, getting the hurricane shutters or the hurricane fabric. You do that, you're going to be about as windproof as you can be.
Right. So, I mean, there's also things that I remember looking at some reports that people had. It was showing me. And, I mean, it's things in your yard that can blow and hit your home. I mean, that comes into factor as well, you know. I mean, so there's a lot of things that homeowners can do to help with the expense of lower their insurance.
Well, one of the key components is your house was built in an era where hip roofs were more prevalent because they deflect wind. But there are many homes that have gable roofs, and these are the flat triangles, and those aren't framed very well. They were just thought to have to hold siding, so they never made them strong. Modern code requires them to be reinforced like a wall and braced. If you take those older gables and you brace them to modern code, you can actually get the same discount as you would for a hip roof. And it's a very large discount.
That's most of that's located in the attic. So it's something that can be
accessible, not very expensive.
And not very difficult to accomplish.
No, you can brace a gable for $1,500 in a lot of cases.
I was in a home near Kenner last week for a generator estimate. And I was in the attic, and they had the retrofit, you know, where they go in there and they spray foam in between all the seams and all that. And I think the lady said that saved her several thousand dollars a year by having it done. So, you know, it's not necessarily getting a new roof. I mean, you can actually have it retrofit, and you guys can come out and let people know. I don't think you could have retrofit a new because because of your attic space or something like that.
Well, I can't get to all of my attic space because I have a finished attic.
I remember you telling me that, right.
There's a very small opportunity to where you can get a fortified certificate on an existing home, but you have to have 100% to the, on the underside, have to have 100% access to the underside of your attic, and you can spray a very specific foam by a specific contractor at the rafter line where the plywood meets and at the seams of the plywood. And if the plywood is greater than 7/16, your roof is less than 5 years old, and you have drip edge, we can get you a fortified certificate with that retrofit. And it's not widely known or used for that matter. Ceiling, so I'd have to take the sheetrock out to do that. But there are many houses that have that, and it's a hard sell, but it's an absolute niche, and you'll get the same fortified discounts as those who replace their roofs.
So when you have your roof retrofitted or fortified roof, all that counts towards the overall cost of insurance, like my house, right?
Yes.
I had it done, so that counts towards the overall cost. Even though I'm saving money, we're saving as a community, like what Newell was saying, we're saving as a community across all of Louisiana.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's beneficial for everybody to get this done. You know?
No, without a doubt. If you're buying a house, do a home inspection. We're happy to help with that as well. But combine the wind mitigation survey in there, because when you're shopping for insurance, that's when that form can be incredibly helpful. And I'm a chairman of the Wind Mitigation Task Force under the Remodelers Council of the Home Builders Association. And we are working with the Louisiana Department of Insurance, LSU-CCC, to create an app that will lead and feed a database. So all these fortified homes go into a database. All of these code-replaced roofs go into a database. All these wind mitigation surveys go into a database. And when we can show and where real change occurred in Louisiana was when I think there was 135,000 homes, and when they got to 20% of those homes having a wind mitigation update or a fortified certificate, their insurance premium started coming down. So us, the numbers are a little higher because we have almost 750,000 homes in the wind zone. But if we can get to 20%, or if we can get to that critical mass in Jefferson or Orleans, that will bring the premiums down, because that's where all the risk is, and that's where the carriers don't want to come in, because they can't offset their risk with policies being sold up north that are not as wind prone.
Right.
I think every home being built or any roof that goes on should have some type of fortified. It should be standard across the board. It should be brought in. I mean, you're not talking a significant amount of money to do it overall.
In all cases, fortified is above code, and it costs more. And What has happened is Louisiana has updated its code on three or four occasions, particularly relating to roof. And the difference between a code roof and a fortified roof is nominal.
Right.
It's literally the nails for code are 6 inches, which have to be ring shank. Fortified requires 4 inches. Fortified requires a heavier drip edge than code does, but that's how close this is. So you need to file a permit, bring your roof up to current code as a minimum, because that puts that secondary water barrier, which is the most important component to fortified and to wind mitigation, is you have to have that secondary water barrier. That way, when that roof shingle blows off, your roof stays waterproof and your shingles don't, and your sheetrock doesn't fall in, because that's where all the cost is.
And just for the record, wind mitigation is not that expensive.
No.
I mean, it's $300,
$350. So $300, you can call a wind mitigation surveyor, and they will do an inspection, and they'll tell you what upgrades you can do. Fortified is typically around $600, but it's a few more inspections. Like wind mitigation, we can come out one time, tell you what you need to do, and then we'll update the form as you get updates.
Right.
You know, as you choose to update your home.
All right, let's talk about stucco for a moment and water penetration. What is the best telltale sign that you have an issue that may be going on?
Easiest signs to see are cracking at windows, cracking at doors, cracking at roof terminations, and rust. If you start seeing rust coming through the stucco, you may have a bigger issue that's hidden and not...
And that's because the nails are rusting?
Yeah, so the manufacturers say you have to use a stainless or a galvanized screw, and Home Depot is littered with these deck screws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the deck screws are great as long as the coating stays intact, but stuff application is very rough because you're troweling cement on a wall, and very often that coating doesn't it gets like a galvanized trailer. You get a scratch in a trailer, it starts rusting right there. Same concept. So that's usually what starts showing first, is that rust from that fastener starts coming through. And once that fastener rusts through, it releases. And when it releases, that's when the cracking starts occurring.
So, and then you use infrared technology to determine whether or not...
So for stucco, we use infrared predominantly to find moisture issues. But in stucco, we generally do probing through the stucco to try to get to the wood substrate, because if the wood substrate doesn't have a high moisture content and it's not rotted, odds are we can fix everything from the surface.
From the surface.
Yeah, and then if we determine there's hidden damages, well, then you got to start cutting stuff out because you may have hidden framing damages, and that's when it gets structurally concerning.
Absolutely. Ashley Vandermeulen, thank you so much. Compass Inspection Services, they can find your website where?
www.compassinspectionservices.com.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Great event, my friend.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're out at Mike Miley Playground Gym, which is on West Metairie between Airline Park Boulevard and David Drive. Come on by, say hello, and check out the vendors that are here. We'll be right back.
And he markets everybody. I mean, you know, that's what I love about him.
They don't make many of them like him. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
He's good, though. You know, when we expanded from...
Back at Mike Miley Playground and Storm Prep 2026 in... Come on out and meet some vendors out here then, as we prep for the hurricane season. And joining me now is Jason Boyle with Lone Star Electric. Jason, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we were just talking about how we're all connected to Craig here and how he's gets us all together.
Yep.
Let's talk, if you would, about what you guys do.
So Lone Star Electric Supply is a full-service electrical distributor that was founded in Texas 10 years ago, and then we've since undergone major expansion into Oklahoma, into Tennessee, into here, Louisiana. And we have a new branch. Well, we've been open now for about a year in New Orleans, and then we also have Lafayette and Baton Rouge. But also tell people, don't let the name Lone Star fool you. Isaac came down here. This is all, home.
Means you're a pretty big guy. I'm sure you got a hat in the truck, you know.
Well, look, Texas is a great state. It's not Louisiana, but no, we're all local guys. His company's all homegrown, but it's been good. We've been here about a little over a year. The growth that we've experienced has been great. Honestly, a lot of that's not possible. People like without Craig. Craig was one of the first customers that I cold called and walked in to see him. And he'll tell you that, hey, when you walked in, we know you didn't know anything. And I just stayed with it, and it's been great.
The prices were really, really low. He came by several times, and we're like, nah, this guy's just – these are coming in with these low prices just to get our business. And next thing you know, Christian said, hey, we call him the Terminator. So Christian said, the Terminator's back. I said, I'm going to my office. And then we finally just sent him a material list and said, here, quote this out for us. And the prices came back, and it was almost half of what we were spending. I mean, and, you know, that's right now, like I was telling you, we have a 7% increase coming from one air conditioner contract. I mean, a company saying, hey, we got 7%. And, I mean, you know, and that's where you're trying to stay in this market, and you're trying to keep your guys busy, and you're trying to make a profit, and it's tough. And these guys right here, look, they've worked with us, you know. But, you know, they actually just my son-in-law and my daughter are building a home. And, you know, they sent the quote to Jason of everything we needed, and it was simple. My son-in-law said, man, what do I got to do? I said, just pull up with a trailer. And he pulled up with a trailer and loaded everything on. I can't tell you if everything I ordered was right. I think they do have some stuff coming back that got swapped out. But, I mean, these guys, they were on top of it. You know, yeah. Great guys.
Well, we, you know, in any market, you know, competition's always going to be great. And, of course, a new guy in town, oh, well, they're just going to sell you a bill of goods. They're going to raise the prices. But at the end of the day, the foundation of the business is it's good people, it's good product, it's good pricing. Like I tell everybody, prices are great. The service is even better.
Right.
And whether it's one man in a van or it's a guy with 100 trucks, 200 people, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, all business is rooted in service. And that's what I try to do for all of my customers. And I've told Christian just a minute ago and tell Craig, like, the price I give you today is the same price you're going to get in a year. It's not a bait and switch. This is just where we're at. It's been far too long. The status quo is these contractors are paying far too much just because there was no other option. Well, there is an option now, and we've been very lucky to really be successful in a short period of time. And like I said, I credit people like Craig giving us a chance, but we have a lot of successful partnerships, and it's been good so far. So we're really excited to see
so
the growth.
So where are y'all located here?
So we're on 1012 Renegade Way off of LNA Road between LNA Road and Earhart Expressway. Now, we've also opened up another branch in Baton Rouge, which is a major industrial hub, and we have one in Lafayette. Now, there is more expansion on the horizon that's a little bit above my pay grade, but, you know, today's business world, geography is just that. There's no limitation. You know, right. I have customers in other states that we ship to every week, and, you know, we actually have some projects we're working on now with a gentleman down in the Belize. So we're going to get everything and ship it to them, and it's great.
Well, the beauty for us, and I think, Craig, you would agree, is that, in, you know, you have hurricane season. You need more suppliers because everybody gets taxed when they're looking for the, you know, the same kind of unique this, unique that. That may be a challenge to get, you know, for in a hurricane season, typically in the aftermath of a storm, right?
Right. Well, for us, too, we're, you know, on our generator side of things, we sell Generac and we also sell Kohler. But we have a local inventory of Kohler products that if it's in a jam, we have it. If I don't have it here, I have it in Baton Rouge. The plant's in Hattiesburg. I can get anything in a day. So locally, our stock is somewhere around $6 million. And the way we operate is I can go to my guy and say, hey, I need to bring in X of this or that. And there's no you know limit to that. And that's another thing with Lone Star. It is a $1.6 billion company, but it's not a corporate company in the sense it's owned by big corporations. Privately held. It's got a small group of owners, and it's really, I like to say, it's almost like a billion-dollar mom-and-pop company.
Right.
You know, I can go to my guy and ask for this, and there's no red tape. It's literally yes or no.
And they're almost as big as you, Craig.
No. But look, you know, the common theme, though, I don't know if you know, it's local-owned businesses. Yeah, they're all local.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Jason Boyle with Lone Star Electric, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having us.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. All right, folks, welcome back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are out here at Storm Prep 2026, and we've been trying to get as many vendors in to talk to folks about the services that they have to offer. Some very nuanced things, Craig, to think about that you don't ordinarily think about, but that you may need to call upon the services of these companies either before or afterward. What's interesting, a number of them provide free inspections, which I love that because that's of serious value. When we come back, we're going to visit with Shane Mulkey from Vinyl Tech, as well as Don Robertson, Chief Administrative Assistant over Emergency Management with Jefferson Parish. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.